The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek, and you are listening to Velaction Continuous Improvement's presentation on the Seven Wastes. Let's start with an overview on what the Seven Wastes are. The Seven Wastes is one of the most important continuous improvement terms you will hear. Most of the lean tools, at their core, focus on reducing waste to improve flow. The Seven Wastes provide a systematic way to categorize problems and identify improvement priorities. When assessing a process, looking for the Seven Wastes helps lean teams find more opportunities to streamline the flow of work. The Seven Wastes are waste of defects, waste of overprocessing, waste of transportation, waste of motion, waste of waiting, waste of inventory, and waste of overproduction. Taichi Ono, considered by many to be the father of lean, highlighted the last waste, overproduction, as the worst of all the seven wastes. Occasionally, an extra waste will be added to the original seven wastes. This eighth waste is unused creativity. Try not to get too wrapped up on deciding which form of waste something is. Waste elimination, or at least waste reduction, is the goal. It doesn't really matter which category you assign it to. If something is Muda, eliminate as much of it as possible. In a lean culture, waste is usually defined as anything that doesn't add value. Note that the term waste is often used interchangeably with the Japanese word Muda. But more accurately, Muda means wasteful activity. It is closely related to the terms Mura, variation or inconsistency, and Muri, unreasonableness or overexertion. The term Muda has been rather Americanized, so you'll probably hear a fairly consistent pronunciation of it. Muri and Mura, on the other hand, are in much less common use, so you'll likely hear a great deal more variation in how those two terms are pronounced. Now, let's discuss the seven wastes in more detail. In addition to identifying overproduction as the worst form of waste, Taichi Ono is also credited with being the first one to identify and categorize the seven types of waste. The first of his wastes is defects. Now, defects in products, when items don't work properly, are clearly waste. But defects can also happen in processes, such as building the wrong model or delivering a part to the wrong location. Defects obviously require work to correct them. Worse, if they make their way downstream to a customer, the poor quality can reduce profits in the form of lost sales. Defects give otherwise loyal customers a reason to look elsewhere for a more reliable product. So where can defects be traced back to? Every defect is caused by an error in a process. The obvious solution then is to find where the errors occur and fix the process. Defects for a roadside lemonade stand include the obvious, spoiled lemons or bugs in the lemonade. But spilled drinks, sticky cups, or incorrect change are all types of defects as well. The next type of waste is overprocessing. This is generally viewed as any unnecessary steps or processes that do not add value to the end product or service. A young neighborhood boy, let's call him Jimmy, selling lemonade would be overprocessing if he shook up his lemonade in a sealed container and then stirred it as well. The third type of waste is the waste of transportation. Moving materials from one place to another wastes time and energy and includes a risk of loss or damage. At first glance, transportation may seem necessary, but it is normally the result of a non-lean layout. Sometimes this type of waste is so bad that when a particular route is traced on top of a factory map, it looks like a bowl of tangled spaghetti. This type of waste can be present in a lean office as well. For example, if you have to carry a file down a hall to a fax machine and then walk it back to a file storage room. Jimmy might have had this form of waste if he frequently carried lemons, water, or cups back and forth between the house and the stand. Waste number four is the waste of motion. While moving materials or products from one location to another is transportation waste, the unnecessary movements of workers or tools is a waste of motion. Wasted motion takes time and uses up energy, especially if the tool or equipment is heavy. Other examples of this form of waste include the following. Reorienting parts to get them into a new position, walking between workstations to get tools, shuffling files to get to the right one, or flipping a tool around in your hand to get it ready to use. If Jimmy took phone orders and had to walk into the house each time the phone rang, that would be an example of wasted motion. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.